This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Xcel Energy is backing off plans to pursue another rate hike for its Colorado gas customers. That's after ratepayers and politicians have grown increasingly concerned about rising energy bills. The company asked the state to raise rates last year, but regulators denied most of the request. Colorado lawmakers may pave the way for local communities to set up supervised facilities for injecting drugs under a new bill that was introduced at the State House on Wednesday. CPR's Ben Tuberkland has more.
The measure would let local governments decide whether people would be able to use illicit drugs such as heroin and fentanyl under the supervision of medical professionals. Supporters say Colorado is facing a crisis of preventable overdoses. Democratic Senator Kevin Priola is one of the main sponsors.
If people overdose and there's no one there to save their life, they'll never be able to go to rehab. They'll never be able to kick the habit because they're dead.
But opponents like House Republican Minority Leader Mike Lynch say it could normalize drug use.
That makes no sense to try to facilitate safe, illegal activity. It's still illegal activity, so it needs to be treated as such and punished accordingly.
The bill is similar to an idea floated 4 years ago and likely faces an uphill battle. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Come find more on what's happening around Colorado today at CPR.org. Colorado Public Radio's fun drive wrapped up yesterday. Thousands of CPR listeners participated. Thank you so much for your generosity. Stick around. Coming up next, it's 1A. As for the weather today in Colorado, it'll be mostly sunny around most of the state with highs in the mid-30s.